All right, we're still here at Spelman College over here. And your name?
Corona Shire.
And where are you from?
Lawrenceville, Georgia.
All right, and are you glad to be back in school?
Yes, I am.
All right, and tell me what the next segment on the Derek Shapiro Show is.
Well, it's going to be the Docious Parlor.
A segment from Douglasville, Georgia, by the way. And we're here still at Spelman College. Here it is right now. I'll lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, we're here in Douglasville, and we had Docious Parlor's family reunion and Customer Appreciation Day. We have Rola here who's performing. And how's it feel to be performing today over here?
Good.
And what are you having to eat today?
Chicken.
And what else are you having?
Food.
All right. I have some collard greens and some corn on the cob. And over here, Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. We have Judy the DJ over here at Docious Parlor's this event here in Douglasville. And how's it feel to be part of this event?
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Having a good time.
How long have you been DJing for?
Oh, about 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
And so what does this whole event mean to you today?
Giving back to the community and let her see that coming to her shop, she really appreciates
you. All right. Well, thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. DJ Junior, where can people find you? On MySpace?
I hadn't set it up yet, but we're working on it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Docia wants to be behind the scenes today on the radio. But Docia, the owner, of course, who wants to...
Okay.
This is your husband, Docia's husband. What's your name?
Derek here.
Derek? D-E-R-E-K?
D-E-R-R-I-C-K, the only way to spell.
Oh, D-E-R-E-K with the Derek Shapiro Show, but that's okay. How's it feel to be having this event today for Customer Appreciation Day and Family Reunion?
For me and, my wife, we typically try to do it every other year and just, especially in a time like this when a lot of people, are having difficult times, it's always nice to show our appreciation by giving something to them and just saying thank you.
Sure. But I got to say, the D&D couple goes good together,
what I'm saying?
And I want to be positive because I want to get back to your wife, too, because, she sponsors the Derek Shapiro Show.
I appreciate it.
I thank her. I thank you. And you're wonderful for doing this great event.
We appreciate it. Like I say, it's really all about showing love to everybody. And even in a difficult time, just to let people know there is a tomorrow. It's going to be getting better here shortly.
It will. We all know how to stick together.
That's right. Absolutely. Exactly. So we're thankful.
Thank you very much for losing yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right. Take care.
All right, we have Greg Hood right now from the Greg Hood's Blue Rain, right?
Yeah, listen, it's pronounced Hottie.
Hottie?
Hottie.
Okay. And now you're from Massachusetts, of course. And tell me about your music and what your music represents.
Well, we play live. We do up to 150 days a year. Play doesn't give... a little hole in the wall, side of the road, all the way up to the big stage. The guys are here, Brandon and the Doobie Brothers. And we cover a lot of different ground, but mostly classic rock, I would say, and a lot of guitar-oriented rock.
So how long have you been doing the music for?
I've been playing since I was about 12 years old.
And right.
I started playing when I was about 13. 14, 15, somewhere in there. And that's what I wanted to do from day one, and I've been able to do that pretty much ever since. I've worked a few different jobs, but I've been able to pretty much hold down the music business for the most part.
Right. And have you opened up for any big-name people?
What is that?
Have you opened up for a lot of big-name acts?
Yeah, we've opened up for people like Peter Frampton, the Doobie Brothers, and a lot of blues acts, Coco Montoya, famous with John Mayo, Duke Robillard, Mighty Sam McClain, Roomful of Blues. We used to do a lot of Monday nights with a lot of different blues acts out at a place called the Ocean Mist in Matunic, Rhode Island. So we used to be regulars at the House of Blues up in Cambridge, Mass.
Right.
And they closed down, but now they're reopened again. But so we've done our share of big and small venues.
Right. And also, too, you have a store in Seekonk, too. Tell me about your store in Seekonk.
Well, it's a little place. I opened it up about 15 years ago because I wanted to be able to stay in the music business like 24/7. So I opened up on the second floor in Mini Mall. It's in a pretty good area, and I've been able to maintain anywhere between 30 and 45 students a week for the last, say, 17 years. And so I do all that. I do all my learning. I rehearse up there. I do all my booking for my band out of there, promotion, everything. And that's where I met you, actually. So.
Right. So your influences, again, would be like you referred to, it would be, again?
For guitar influences?
Yes.
Well, I like, you know, I thought I used to do a lot of blues in the 90s, and then I kind of realized that a lot of my main influences weren't so much like Albert King and Albert Collins and some of the older blues guys, but more of the European and some of the American players,
right,
like Jimi Hendrix and Ritchie Blackmore, Gary Moore, Alvin Lee, Jimmy Page. I always liked a lot of the great production bands that put out great records, like Alice Cooper. You always had great guitar players on those albums.
Right.
Right now, I'm studying with up at Berklee School of Music. I go every other month or so. I go over to this guy's house. The guy's name is Joe Stump.
Right.
He's a world-known guitar shredder, and I've been studying with him. So later, I found Yngwie Malmsteen, who is a real shredder.
Really?
So I really go, yeah, I like him a lot. And, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Eric Johnson. So we cover a lot of ground. I like a lot of old jazz players like Wes Montgomery. So I like it all, you know.
Right. And do you write your own music, too?
I do.
So do you like doing covers better, or do you like playing your own music?
Well, I like doing my own, but I like doing covers too, especially when, like, what we do is I'll take a cover song and I'll do my own thing with it, you know? And a lot of people compliment us on that. I mean, we played at Chance in Woonsocket. You're familiar with that?
Yes, Chance. Yes, I am.
On June 19th, you know, and that's like a national act venue. And we did our own night up there, so we held our own. We sold out the venue. And we mixed it up with everything from, I brought a keyboard player with me that night, so we weren't just a trio.
Yeah.
And we did songs like Lazy by Deep Purple and just a variety of stuff. Savoy Brown, we did, you know, probably eight of our own original songs, and it's just a good mix of cover stuff. So,
right.
But we put our own stamp on it, you know, and I think that's really, I don't know, maybe hopefully that's what a true artist can do, is get something and...
And do you have a favorite place to perform at?
I like Chance. I mean, that was really neat.
Really?
The House of Blues was always a cool venue. They treated you really nice. I like any place where the people are friendly.
Sure.
And, you know, for the management, for the health, for the people in the crowd, you know. Any place where the people are friendly and really like what you're playing. There's a place in Framingham called The Happy Swallow.
Sure.
The real kind of hole in the wall. But I'll tell you what, the people love it. And the owner likes it. And real good to me, you know.
Yep.
And even if we don't do that well with numbers,
right,
a lot of times, the real music fans will say, you want to have your back because you don't like the way you play, you know, or something like that. So,
right.
It's the people business. And to me, that seems to be the big thing, you know.
Right. And also, too, what song do you want to play on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show?
What is that?
What song do you want us to play here on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show?
That Room Full of Mirrors is a pretty popular one. I think it's track 4 on that disc.
Okay, and, well, I don't have your CD, but it's on your MySpace?
It is. That one's on there, and it's also an instrumental, which is the first song. It's called American Nightmare, and that's pretty much more of a newer style than I'm working on. It's not really a new style, but...
So, American Nightmare?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's an original. That's kind of a
metal. Okay, so we're going to play that. I do thank you very much for being with us on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, okay?
Yeah, this is Greg Hardy, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show. We'll be right back.
We're back here. Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Rich Production Radio with rapper M. You go by rapper or you go by MC?
Rapper,
okay.
MC, it's all the same to me, man. I do my thing.
Okay. Rapper, Low Key. So how'd you get the name Low Key?
The name Low Key just kind of came from, you know, friends of mine. Basically, just because I'm a pretty humble dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I like, you know, I brag when bragging needs to be done. But for the most part, I'm pretty low key. I don't get into all the flash and all the glitz and all the glamour, man. That stuff kind of played out.
Sure. And what part of Georgia do you live in?
Savannah.
So now I have fans in Savannah. Now that's good, you know.
Yeah, come on through, man. I'll show you a good time, man.
Yes. So how often are you in Atlanta?
I go to Atlanta to record. I'm in Atlanta probably about every 2 or 3 weeks.
All right.
About every 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, you should come to Rich Production Studios where I record my show. You know what I'm saying? They're so good here. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely swing through. Now that I got the open invitation, man, I'll be there.
Yes, Windy Hill Road, you know, in Marietta, you know. So tell me about your music. What do you rap about? You know, what do you put into your rapping?
Basically, rapping to me is all truthful. You have to touch all areas. So I talk about the streets a little bit. I talk about college a little bit. I talk about life stories, life experiences, everything that's been into me, man. You know, I've been to school, I've been in the street, I done seen a lot, I done a lot, I heard a lot, so I speak it.
Mm-hmm. You know? So how do you change a negative into a positive with your music?
Basically, I would have to say everything can have a positive outcome. You know, you got to look at the glasses as half full instead of being half empty.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people, I would say, project the wrong connotation of, project the wrong image of what they want the youth or the street or anybody listening to that music to follow.
Right.
Like if you're going to talk about the streets, you got to talk about the good and the bad side of it. If you're going to talk about 9-to-5 job, you got to talk about the good side and the bad side.
Exactly.
It might be hard at first, and it might get easier, but you got to be truthful with the people. Anything else is gonna give you a lopsided rapper. Few rappers can do that.
Right.
And that makes for, in my opinion, stale material.
So Low Key. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah. I'm ready.
Who do you look up to, you know, in the rap game, you know, today, or as a musician, you know?
Man, that's a big question.
Yes.
that's a big question. I look up to everybody from, Killer Mike. I'm really feeling Killer Mike.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Atlanta-grown rapper. I'm really feeling, some old school people, more or less. Lil Wayne's not old school, but he's cool. You know, a lot of people got good parts to their music. They got everything from that to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
You know, Kanye West is cool. I kind of like the old Kanye more than the new Kanye.
All right.
But you know, that's personal opinion.
Sure. And so in addition to your rapping, you also physical therapy, huh? You do that as an occupation?
Oh, no, respiratory therapy.
Oh, okay, respiratory therapy. And you go to school for that, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And what school do you go?
I started out at Albany State. I got my bachelor's degree from there. That's at Albany, Georgia, big up to the Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Savannah State for a while, getting more, you know, more and more sciences, and now I'm in Augusta. Well,
yep.
I went to Augusta Tech.
All right.
Went on ahead and got my associate. Yeah.
And how old are you, by the way?
I'm 26.
All right. So you're a baby, yeah, to me, because I'm 32. You know. Awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Awesome. So the song Charlie Brown that we stopped playing on my last show, because due to your uncle co-owns Filler Fridge in Mapleton, Georgia. You know, and your uncle Reese,
yeah,
you know, thinks highly of you. You know what I'm saying?
Reese's a good dude. Reese's
yes.
A good dude. Unc been with me through a lot.
Yes, I mean, every time I speak to Reese, I'm a move for Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you know? So tell me about the song Charlie Brown. I mean, I got a lot of email response to that. Tell me about the song Charlie Brown that we stopped playing on my last show.
Charlie Brown, man, that's basically just me having fun. Charlie Brown is having fun, but it's also directed to a lot of people, you know, a lot of people saying you can't be on both sides of the spectrum. A lot of people say, you know, you can't go to school and have street smarts, or you can't have peanut butter without the jelly, you know, and that's yep. A lot of them just sound like womp to me, man, you know, the Charlie Brown teeth.
All right. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself today with the Derek Shapiro Show, Low Key. And I'm sorry?
I said I appreciate it.
Yes, and here's Charlie Brown right now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is Low Key, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much, Low Key.
Yeah, man, my nigga do it so easily. How you doing, teacher, man? Yeah, see, Pope, nigga, we killing the industry. You feel me?
Hey, these niggas is real funny, man. Everybody sound like Charlie Brown. These niggas is all gossip. They just can't get it right. They mad.
But everything they say it sounds like womp womp. They say I'm a broke nigga, like I ain't getting guap. They say I don't be strapped, like I don't took the clock. Say I ain't hood, like I don't be on the block. But everything they say it sounds like womp womp. They say I don't stunt, like the roof don't drop. They say I ain't in the hood, like I don't run from the cops. They say when you get the deal, boy, you just gon' flop. But everything they say it sounds like back in school, I made good grades, but had such a bad attitude. I keep the heater with me, but I'm a cool dude. Run the street like I got concrete feet. Strapped like McDonald's with them Big Macs. Who won't be? Sitting on 23s past the great poupon. Old niggas call them Jordans, young niggas call them LeBrons. Ball hard like I play for the Clippers. Cigarillo ashes all over my shirt like I play for the Swishers. I quit sipping on them 211s, I'm on the board. I quit smoking the new Pokes, nigga, I'm on the board. Aunt Jemima by the flu with OZ. My niggas call me Joe Clark, you can lean on me. My niggas pitch rocks faster than Roger Clemens. I help them get that workout like Richard Simmons. Get that money running back like we play for the Raiders. These niggas is all gossip, I love these haters. They say I'm a broke nigga, like I ain't getting guap. They say I don't be strapped, like I don't took the Glock. Say I ain't hood, like I don't be on the block. But everything they sayin' sounds like womp womp. They say I don't stunt, like the roof don't drop. They say I ain't in the hood, like I don't run from the cops. They say when you get the deal, boy, you just gon' flop. But everything they sayin' sounds like womp. We say hello to the paper and goodbye to the haters. We tell the coop what up and tell the roof, see you later. Zach Morrison say by the bell, I'm a player. Them niggas with muscle shirts really bitches. Fuck you AC Slayers. Live your way in the street, but I ain't getting in shape. I'm sticking with Air Forces. Fuck them baits. Fuck that Pharrell shit, cause I don't skate. I don't need to wear that ice cream shit, nigga. I got cake in a box Chevrolet. We got them pills, so we gon' pound. Playing PlayStation, we call the whip a Xbox. Pistols come with red dots, infrared beams all over a nigga. Shit look like he got the chicken pox. My niggas cutting that soda, no coke. Shit white like Caucasians, nigga, no soap. Going for the presidents, no vote. Ibizus and new shoes, dude, I'm fly as Earl Manico. They say I'm a broke nigga, like I ain't getting guap. They say I don't be strapped, like I don't took the Glock. Say I ain't hood, like I don't be on the block. But everything they saying sounds like womp womp. They say I don't stunt, like the roof don't drop. They say I ain't in the hood, like I don't run from the cops. They say when you get the deal, boy, you just go.
Yeah. Hey, Iris. You know what? I think we just need to go out and just get crazy, drunk, and just, you know what I mean? Get rid of all our inhibitions, you know what I mean? It's party. Release, you know?
Barry B, we salute you. What up? Primo, greatest rapper alive to me.
I'm gonna laugh my tears away. I'm gonna dance till I can't feel the pain again. I'm gonna let it go. Ain't holding on no more. The darkness consumes me. It's making
EFT Center, Emotional Freedom Techniques. Go see my friend Walt Rodenberger, facilitator EFTCC at 155 Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit Walt Rodenberger at EFT Center at 155 Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia. Emotional Freedom Techniques. You can visit him online at www.eftcenter.com. Again, you can visit him online at www.eftcenter.com. EFT Center, Emotional Freedom Techniques. You can call him at 770-630-6898. Again, you can call EFT Center, Emotional Freedom Techniques at 770-630-6898. EFT Center, Emotional Freedom Techniques. Tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. GarageSaleMart.com. We sell your stuff. Just drop it off and pick up a check. Shop for bargains on thousands of items. New items arriving daily. Open 7 days a week. Weekdays 9 to 9. Weekends 9 to 6. Turn your stuff into dollars. Ask us how. Call them at 678-354-5100. Again, call GarageSaleMart.com at 678-354-5100. Cash, checks, MasterCard, or Visa accepted. You can visit GarageSaleMart.com at 461 South Marietta Parkway in Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit GarageSaleMart.com at 461 South Marietta Parkway, Marietta, Georgia. GarageSaleMart.com. Tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Well, I need a taxi. So I'm going to call Rayo Taxi at 770-226-0002. Again, 770-226-0002. Accepting airport reservations. Serving Smyrna, Marietta, and Cobb County. Radio dispatch, clean cars, reservations welcome. Again, call Rayo Taxi at 770-226-0002. Rayo Taxi, tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Chiropractic Care, Marietta Square. See my friend Dr. Trent A. Brumba at 47 Roswell Street in Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit Chiropractic Care, Marietta Square at 487 Roswell Street in Marietta, Georgia. Chiropractic Care, Marietta Square. Call them at 770-428-4656. Again, call Chiropractic Care of Marietta Square at 770-428-4656. Chiropractic Care of Marietta Square. Tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Margarita's Mexican Cantina. Visit them at 2856 Veterans Memorial Highway in Austell, Georgia. Again, Margarita's Mexican Cantina, Austell, Georgia. I'm getting hungry, so I'm going to go to Margarita's Mexican Cantina in Austell, Georgia. 2856 Veterans Memorial Highway in Austell, Georgia. You'll call Margarita's Mexican Cantina at 770-485-4550. Again, 770-485-4550. Margarita's Mexican Cantina. You can visit them online at www.margaritasmexicancantina.com. Margarita's Mexican Cantina. Tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you.
And we are really wow, DJ really wow here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And how are you doing today?
Wonderful, man. How are you doing today, man?
Great. And right now you're at an event right now. What event are you DJing?
Oh, yeah.
What event you DJing tonight?
Oh, man, we got a comedy show going on over here at a new venue that is, like, blowing everybody's mind over here in West Atlanta. It's called Space ATL. That's 1310 White Street.
Really? And how often do you DJ over there?
Every Saturday night. If you like Big Daddy Kane, MC Light, Salt and Pepper, Cool Mode, D, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Slick, Rick, Beastie Boys, Run DMC, LL Cool J, the spot each and every Saturday.
Awesome. And where's this located?
1310 White Street. Right at Ralph Abernathy and right next to the Kroger behind Dunkin' Donuts in the West End. Not close to the mall, but going away from the mall. We have a free comedy show tonight. Three hot comedians. You've seen them on Comic Strip. We have a free comedy show. There's no cover charge, no dress code. And we're just doing positive things down here, playing good music and having some fun down here. It's Space ATL.
Space ATL, huh?
Yeah.
I was just at the West End. I was just at the West End Mall just today, actually, right before I came to the studio, actually. And I was at Spelman College, actually. So it was pretty cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's a great school.
Yeah, so you do a lot of things for kids. Tell me what you do for your kids with your music.
Well, back in 2005, I felt like I needed to do something different with my gifts and my talents. And I started to think about what I needed to do and what direction I needed to go in and where I saw where I could, you know, make immediate impact. And I was in Orlando, Florida one sunny afternoon on vacation, and I said, you know something, these kids need some good music. that doesn't insult their intelligence or something that's gonna have them bouncing off the walls. And music that could create family moments as well as you know, something that parents can enjoy and won't put them to sleep, you know?
Exactly.
So, I found a fine medium in between contemporary music and children's music, and I wrote three songs, and one of my songs got picked up by XM Radio.
Really?
And the rest is history.
Really? And now you're being on internet radio with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I'm a big kid at heart, too, you know, because, you know, even though I'm 32, and how old are you, if I may ask?
I am 10 years old.
You know, and I've got to tell you this. My 8-year-old daughter, London, acts older than I am. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I love it. You know, like I was bebopping with you, you know, at Fill a Fridge food store, you know, with, your co-owner with, you know, with Reese, you know. And I was bopping to your kids' music. I mean, I'm telling you, I think I bop to him more than my daughter does. I'm telling you, you know, it is really great, you know.
And I give you a surprise. I get that every person that has bought a CD or has seen me in action does the same thing. So, you know, my goal is to make sure that it's international as well as national, and I want everybody to have that same feeling that you did at the store.
Right. And so, what are some other kids' songs that you like that influence you?
Well, you know, I grew up, my father bought me a Fisher-Price record player. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yes.
And now I'm telling my age. The little brown and orange,
yep,
Fisher-Price record player, and my father bought me Cool in the Gang Celebration on a 45. I was 5 years old.
Really?
And from there, I started collecting records, and I had everything from Celebration to the Pointer Sisters to Pinocchio and Disco Mickey Mouse. And, I mean, I can go back to when children really, was really disco, Star, remember when they did the Star Wars,
yes,
score with Miko and all that stuff, man?
Yep.
And The Wizard of Oz, that's the stuff that influenced me as a kid being born in the 70s.
Right.
And as far as what influences me now, is like, really, I feel like I got to fight to get good music that kids can listen to,
sure,
that is appropriate. And not sexually suggestive.
Exactly.
It's something that's educational, positive, but sounds good. It makes you want to move.
Sure.
It makes you excited, gives you energy. So that's my goal and that's my mission, to give kids the best children's music that has ever been heard. I want to make it timeless. I want to make it powerful. And I want to make sure that it influences family moments as well as dialogue between parents.
Well, that's good because, you know, you're on the same show as Candace Cameron now, you know, this episode 41. And Candace Cameron's on an ABC family show called Make It or Break It, which is owned by Disney. So maybe if Disney's hearing this, maybe Disney will, you know, pick up your music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And also, too, in addition to that, what kind of movies do you like? You know, like kid movies, elementary, like cartoons, you know?
Well, man, you know, I'm a fan of Looney Tunes, the Tom and Jerry, the Smurfs, Transformers, G.I. Joe, I was influenced by, you know, so much of the, you know, pop culture stuff. I grew up on Land of the Lost and the whole Sid and Marty Krofft series.
Right.
Figment the Sea Monster, if they're taking it too far. Sesame Street, The Muppet Show.
Sure, The Muppet Show, yes.
It goes on and on and on, man. Sure. I mean, I pull energy from all of those.
Yep.
All the laughs and all the, you know, things that put a smile on my face, you know, growing up as a young kid.
Sure. And what song do you want to play for you? what song do you want to play off your CD that I do currently have?
The one that you have?
Yes.
Well, the first song that XM Radio picked up was the first time on the playlist, track number 2.
And what's the song?
It's called First Time on a Plane.
First Time on a Plane?
Yeah, track number 2.
Okay, so yeah, that's cool because last year was my first time for my children to be on a plane, and we just flew up to Rhode Island where I'm from a few months ago, there was a second time on the plane for them. So we'll play that. I do thank you for losing yourself tonight on the Derek Shapiro Show.
How many songs are you going to play for them, Derek?
I'm sorry?
How many songs are you going to play?
I'll play that one song for now, and then in 3 months I'm going to play another song of yours.
Okay, yeah, well, track 2, 5, and 11.
Okay.
But I just want to let all your listeners know they can visit littlebeatmusic.com. I'm actually going to be at Zoo Atlanta for Labor Day weekend, the 5th, 6th, Bar Boys are actually sponsoring the weekend, so if you want to come out and see Spider-Man, Wolverine, and the rest of the X-Men, they're going to put on a great show. They're going to be doing backflips and jumping out of trees, and yeah. I'm going to be out there DJing, and Little Beat, the number one show, is going to be out there too, so you don't want to miss it.
And also, too, this is coming out September 15th, so you have October's thing coming up. Tell me about the October event you have coming up.
Yeah, October, actually, I do the whole Halloween series at the Atlanta. It's really awesome. I mean, it's a great place to bring your kids. We're going to be out there playing Thriller and Ghostbusters, and kids come out in all kinds of costumes. I mean, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, and all these kids dressed up in Dracula suits and everything else. And it's a big fun time, and they give out free food and candy. So you definitely want to check out Zoo Atlanta and come on out for the Halloween party.
Awesome.
And DJ Willie Wow, and the party is now with Derek Shapiro Show.
Destiny is out. just like you. I wanna stay forever beautiful, but I'm only human just like you.
Pistons Automotive, General Mechanic, Muffler and Transmission Repair. Visit Pistons Automotive at 2285 Ventura Road in Smyrna, Georgia. Again, visit Pistons Automotive, Muffler and Transmission Repair at 2285 Ventura Road in Smyrna, Georgia. You'll call Jesus at 404-542-5510. Again, you'll call Jesus at 404-542-5510 or Valentin at 770-896-0843. Again, Valentin at 770-896-0843. Pistons Automotive, General Mechanic. Tell them I lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide. See my friend Teresa Spriggs, independent distributor. Call her at 770-905-2252. Again, call Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide at 770-905-2252. You can email her at tspriggs@live.com. You can visit them at 2135 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, Georgia at One Stop Auto. Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide. Tell them to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Dan Willoughby, Jewelry and Repair. Everything from diamonds, watches, and gifts. Dan Willoughby, Jewelry and Repair. Visit them at 2781 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. Again, Dan Willoughby, Jewelry and Repair. Visit them at 2781 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. You can call them at 770-941-1009. Again, 770-941-1009. Visit my friend Dan Willoughby at Dan Willoughby, Jewelry and Repair. Tell them to lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Harlem Universal Sportswear Incorporated, proud distributors of USA brand of big and tall t-shirts, all sizes and colors from small to 6L. Call Harlem Universal Sportswear Incorporated 770-457-0733. Again, 770-457-0733. Located 5317 Buford Highway, Northeast Doraville, Georgia. Again, Harlem Universal Sportswear Incorporated, located 5317 Buford Highway Northeast in Doraville, Georgia. You can email them at mash786@aol.com. Again, mash786@aol.com. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Harlem Universal Sportswear Incorporated. Tell them I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Synergy Medical Centers, LLC. Medical, physical therapy, chiropractic, massage. Go see my friend Dr. Francis J. Marcone at 1985 Howell Mill Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, visit Synergy Medical Centers, LLC, 1985 Howell Mill Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Call them at 404-355-1322. Again, 404-355-1322. SynergyMedicalCenters.com. Synergy Medical Centers, LLC. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. South Cobb Eye Center. Go see my friend Brian E. Saunders, OD, at 6108 Mapleton Parkway, Mapleton, Georgia. Again, visit South Cobb Eye Center at 6108 Mapleton Parkway in Mapleton, Georgia. You can call South Cobb Eye Center at 770-948-7770. Again, call South Cobb Eye Center at 770-948-7770. South Cobb Eye Center. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Marietta Health Foods, education, health, longevity. Go see my friend Debbie Dombrowski, owner and health coach at 1522 Roswell Road, Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit Marietta Health Foods at 1522 Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia. You can call Marietta Health Foods at 770-973-4364. Again, call Marietta Health Foods at 770-973-4364. Marietta Health Foods. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Bismillah Halal Meat. Indo, Pac, and International Groceries open Tuesdays through Sundays, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, they're closed, so don't go there Mondays. But you can visit Bismala Halal Meat at 279-D Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia, south of the 120 Loop in Powers Ferry Road. Again, you can visit Bismala Halal Meat at 279-D Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia, south of the 120 Loop in Powers Ferry Road. You'll call Bismala Halal Meat at 770-565-8859. Again, call Bismala Halal Meat at 770-565-8859. Bismala Halal Meat. Tell them that Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. La Familia Restaurante, celebrating 10 years in Marietta Square. Open every day except Monday. Private party and room and catering available. Call for reservations at 770-425-9300. You can call La Familia Restaurante at 770-425-9300. You can visit La Familia Italian Restaurante at 45 West Park Square in Marietta, Georgia, right in Marietta Square. Again, you can visit La Familia Italian Restaurante at 45 West Park Square in Marietta, Georgia, right in Marietta Square. La Familia Italian Restaurante. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.